Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
All right. Sorry, guys.
Fuck, we're on here.
Yeah, man.
On a visit to Townsville to inspect its new disaster coordination centre, Tom Tate created a disaster of his own.
You wouldn't want to put a Chinese next to someone who's got a cat. Yeah, it might be breakfast.
There's a reference to housing people in emergency shelters. A poor joke, the mayor later admitted. There was no intention to cause offence. I sincerely apologise. In the coast's own Chinatown today.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit racist. I think it's not pleasant reaction.
Most of the Chinese people get a cat at home as a pet.
The coast relies heavily on Chinese tourists. Post-COVID, we'll need them back. And city leaders were more careful with their words.
I wouldn't say it.
Agreed.
Sometimes he says things in his own quirky way that don't resonate with everyone.
Everybody loves Tom Tate and the way that he can just bring up these sorts of topics without causing any offence.
There's about 2 billion people.
Wait, what do you mean without causing any offence?
Brilliant, larrikin.
That is awesome. It's like, yeah, we're just fucking having a laugh. You're supposed to assimilate. Mm. Welcome back to the Mug Off. We are back. We got new fucking facilities. We're playing clips at the start. You joined in the studio. We are sans Jerry, but you got Yaz. You got Doug, and we're joined by return guest, fan favourite, Luke Heggie. Thanks for coming back, mate.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Appreciate everything. And I'm loving the new studio.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
They let us in here, mate. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's like Joe Rogan.
It's very much. I imagine this is the sort of feel.
It, I
get
think
from Toe Grogan.
I want to go, Toe Grogan. Is that what you just said? Fuck. Yeah. God damn it.
Well, you were about to say that. Sorry.
Yeah. Who's the closest we've got to Joe Rogan down here, you think?
Toe Grogan. In Sydney or in Australia?
In Australia. I'll give you all of Australia.
Butterfield.
I suppose Butterfield.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's apparently dying to get on Rogan. Like, that's his, like, goal.
Really?
Man.
Which I think could happen.
I could think of nothing worse.
You reckon?
Man, I just saw him on fucking Anthony Cumia's fucking podcast. It's just like...
I don't even know who that is.
It's like Opie and Anthony. Do you remember those guys?
I know him because Cody's talked about
him. Yeah, Cody's a big fan. And then they kind of...
I just don't give a fuck. I think going on Rogan would be the worst thing to do.
You think so?
Yeah. Sure, it's good for business, but you want those pricks listening to you? Fuck off.
I just know that... In my time at working at the store, like, they were always the best crowd. Like, the
what
Rogan.
Do you mean? Rogan.
The Rogan types. Like, you know, every time there'd be like a Rogan affiliate would come out.
Oh,
they would
okay.
be like
yeah,
fucking
right.
packed,
tippers.
Packed,
pretty much now.
Huge tippers,
like, the stand-up comedy is just people have been on toe. Like, all I assume Netflix. I couldn't turn it on anymore. But the fucking stand-up on that is just Joe Rogan guests.
Yeah.
And all popular stand-up and stadium stand-up is Joe Rogan guests.
Yeah,
it's not a great.
It's
mix.
A weird fucking to
Sucks.
Go. Like funny guys.
I
and
think it's
all
awesome.
Fighters.
It really makes you think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Have you tried mescaline?
Yeah.
I reckon the world would be better off if these guys were just fucking king hitting strangers. Like, let alone trying to tell
like
me
they
about
should
like
be doing like the good Lord intended before fucking podcasts.
Yeah, <they're> fucking, well, that's Jerry's favorite thing to do on site is to just like play the intro and just see everyone turn around like meerkats.
Hey, fire up, man. Has he got like throwing a fucking chip above some pigeons, you know?
Has he got this? Musical intro that's the same.
Yeah, I think he just downloaded the Joe Rogan intro and he plays it on site.
Just fucking get them all wired up.
But they get fucking these boys, or they all get horned up.
Yeah,
and then he has to play the episode because he's
It's not just blue collar thugs and shit. They listen it like I've
no.
I hear well, it's fucking it's always blokes, but it, like blokes are going.
Yeah,
I listen 3 hours. 3 hours.
About
of,
it.
Fuck, that's not a good sign, though, is it? Like, well, just blokes listen to you, that's it.
I mean, that's kind of bad.
It's either like really funny guys who want to get into fighting or like fighting guys who want to get into comedy. Like, that's the kind of, it's that kind of fuck alchemy. Fighting.
There's no funny pussies on there.
No.
But why is fighting, like combat sports, why is that adjacent to comedy now?
Because of Joe Rogan.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It just seems
imagine
like
imagine being
cool
responsible
thing.
For that. I don't give a shit about fighting. Why have I got to fucking be told about fighting? I'm a comedian. I don't fucking go out fighting people. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Not anymore. No. As 20-year-old, that fucking, it would have got you.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so.
I could talk to dolphins. That would have been you.
Yeah, you reckon 20-year-old Heggie's probably like getting really into Rogan now?
No, I didn't give a shit about fighting then.
Yeah.
Especially organised fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You just
impromptu,
did it.
Impromptu, yeah, sure.
I'm not doing it in my undies.
Nah, man, yeah. Not paying for it.
Man, you're like this. Last time I was at the Gold Coast Airport, right? I remember this on the way over here. I was just like, we had like a couple of hours to kill at the Gold Coast Airport, and I was just like fucking went for a wander to fill up a water bottle or whatever. Heard this announcement over the PA, and this woman goes, "This is an urgent announcement for." And then just said this real hard, like very complicated foreign name, and she said it, and then goes, "Is that it?" Yeah. And, right. But she did the. This is a page for. Four. She did it into the microphone, and then you could just see like all of her colleagues around sitting around having lunch or whatever at the cafes just laughing like, is she fucking dead?
What airline?
I think Virgin.
Yep.
But yep. I didn't really hear it because I was just kind of, it was like after Splendor, so I'm kind of in a bit of a daze anyway, just wandering around the airport.
It's a special place. That Gold Coast Airport, not that long ago, in the international section, probably still, I haven't been flown internationally for a long time from the Gold Coast, but they had a no bare feet sign. What the fuck? Imagine remembering your passport and all your bags and stuff. Fucking shoes.
Oh, I knew
I forgot. I left in the car.
I left them at the security check-in.
Fuck. The double pluggers.
It is funny when they have to tell people that you have to wear shoes into an establishment.
Insane, isn't it?
I saw a woman today getting into an Uber just wearing socks. Nah. And it's like, oh, you're on the way to the fucking, they're dropping you off at the hospital, you know? Like it had been raining. You just get into an Uber in socks. Yeah.
Socks outside, I'm chasing someone who's just robbed me. It's such a dumb thing to
fucking you haven't got a bag with you while you're doing it. Socks outside is heinous. They're so disgusting.
You see it on those pricks. There's a hospital near where I live, and you see guys with a – you see socks outside there with just scummies.
The grippy socks.
Yeah, but the scummies going for a fag. And some of them have got the drip on a stick
on
the wheels. And they wheel that up to the Bevan 11 and get some darts.
Bevan
so
11.
Good standing in a Bevan fucking ordering darts with a drip.
And those things don't have pockets in them either.
Just hold your wallet. Hanging out of your fucking gown.
Durry slider. Just gone through a quadruple bypass.
While I'm here, I'll just grab one of those fucking dollar coffees actually. Yeah, might as well.
And some red frogs.
Man, my son was born at that hospital. And it was a fucking stressful day or so. And I was in the lift going down for something. This guy gets in and goes, fucking cunts won't let me smoke on the balcony. And he's got a drip and shit. First thing he said, I've never clapped eyes on him. That's what he said, first thing. Yeah, mate, too bloody right, mate, too bloody right.
Yeah, what's this all come to?
PC culture got bad, mate.
Fuck, I flew business economy back from Brisbane with Skinner.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome. It was awesome.
Free champagne.
Well, on what?
On Virgin.
Oh, the business class.
Yeah, you just like.
The Perspex.
Yeah, exactly.
With the little umbilical cord, and that's it.
It's so good. It's so good. Skinner's little legs aren't even touching the floor. He's on his PlayStation the whole time, just fucking. But the woman was like, "What do you guys do for work?" And it's like, I was going to, you know what? Skinner's waited his whole life for this. I was expecting, building an empire, love.
did he have necklaces and shit on? His shirt open?
Nah, he was
reactor light glasses and shit?
No, he was looking pretty hungover.
Yeah, okay.
So he was kind of just like buried into a hoodie
Right.
Yeah, I was with that cunt the night before. We were maggot.
Fucking he's the best, man. I fucking great. I love that cunt.
See him directly after this, I think.
Awesome. Yeah. Send him my love. I love that cunt.
Yeah, I love him.
Man, he's the
Are
best.
Are you going to Consells after this?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I'll pop in. See what they think of a Russian fucking tracksuit top.
Yeah, but we should mention that you are wearing a Russian tracksuit.
Yeah.
And you were saying something about how much you had to Ukraine earlier.
Yeah.
Contrary to the flag in my front window. Yeah, no, I don't care about it.
Big Mighty Ducks fan.
How is the gym instructing going? Like
gym instructing? Yeah, it's good. So it's pivoting over.
Yeah. Once they turn something. 15, they're no good.
Good to get you off the pommel horse and onto the podcast chair, mate.
It is a bit sort of it's a
it does look very Euro.
Mm. Yeah, it's a charity shop purchase.
Yeah, fuck,
which is it's mint condition, isn't it? Very good. I think people got rid of their Russia stuff as soon as that.
Yeah,
yeah, that one.
That bloody
that one looks new too.
Yeah. Yeah,
they did. They're like, fuck, I just bought that.
It's tailored. I got it tailored.
What's been going on with you, Yazzie?
Fucking not much, man. Not much. Just floating around, eh? Just kicking back. Mrs. goes away, so just been hanging out with her.
Oh, while the cat's away.
Yeah, the mice will play PlayStation on the couch nonstop.
Big things coming up for Yaz, actually, in my world. You're about to appear on a promotional video for my show. I'm putting a show out on YouTube. And you came around and spray painted my set.
Oh, really? I remember that. Was a great day.
Took a few little videos of you doing that.
I was meant to come around that day and I wasn't there. I wasn't here.
No.
I was away somewhere.
It's always fucking one of you away, isn't it? Must be hard to coordinate three.
Yeah, it's like
my trouble
cats.
Is two.
Well, we're like the Coke CEOs, you know? Like, we can only fly on three different jets in case one of us goes down, you know? You don't want to lose the whole show.
I remember that was big news when I was a kid, that Prince Charles and his kids wouldn't fly on the same plane.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking grow up.
Duggan's on Air Force 2.
That's because there's two planes, like a double-decker.
Yeah.
You'd think it's the second one, but it's not. It's twice as good.
Yeah, mate.
Man, that's exciting. Fucking bit of a special released.
Well, it's not that exciting anymore, is it? You just make shit, put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Cunts consume it, start whinging.
Yeah. Are you still getting lots of complaints?
Turn them off. Turn off the comments. YouTube. Beautiful. Fucking had enough. Even I've had enough.
Well, they got to pay for that service, mate.
Yeah, they've got to pay.
Exactly.
I'll put that in the blurb. Yeah, go and pay a dollar, you fuckheads.
Yeah.
And put that negativity in your own goddamn house, not mine.
How much money do you reckon you've made off the complaint forms?
Probably only 25, 30 bucks.
That's not bad.
It's fine. They're mostly friendly fire, to be honest. If you're a fucking whinger, you're not paying me a buck.
Yeah.
There's been a couple, which I fucking love.
Yeah.
But generally, it's people going, love the form, mate. Good on you. Fucking here's a buck.
Oh,
just wanted to see the complaints form and how you framed
didn't
it.
Didn't want to send 10 through?
Yeah.
Cheap cunt.
Well, I've actually maxed it out. I can't even read them anymore. So they're on SurveyMonkey. And they want me to fucking pay them to read my complaints. Fuck off.
What are they charging?
Well, I don't know. I've got over 100, so they're like, no, you can't. They send me an email going, someone's complained. Someone's filled out your form. I don't know, it's complaints. And you've maxed it out. Pay us to upgrade to premium and you can start reading them again. No.
Nah.
It's not the point.
Do you still get the money when they pay the dollar?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the free thing for SurveyMonkey.
What a beautiful system.
Don't have to read it.
You get the money, don't even read the complaint.
I'm sensing a few more complaints coming through. This cunt's not even reading this.
You're not even reading this, you cunt.
I made it free through COVID because I like to give back.
Yep. You're community minded. I love it.
But YouTube complainers are probably the worst. Like, I look at complaints for I quite looking through news. Actually,
man,
news
it.
Websites are complainers are pretty bad.
Mm. It's so good. Like, that was a thing that Charlie used to do. And I was like, how do you just keep finding these hilarious comments? And he's like, just go on any Facebook page where you think dipshits would complain.
And you go on any page.
There's heaps of them. So, like, Subway, Kmart.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. If
Costco,
they're not selling Bitcoin, they're whinging. That's
yeah,
it. That's what commenters do.
Yeah.
It's spend fucking mad.
You want to go to like the Red Rooster fucking like message boards.
Yeah, chips were cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I turned the YouTube ones off because I put a couple of specials up and I just fucking had enough of it. I know how to turn off the complaints. I didn't know how to turn off the emails you get when you're getting them.
Fuck. Yeah,
so I get a fucking email going, someone's commented. I go, all right, fucking what is it? People threatening you.
Really?
What the fuck?
Over what?
My life. don't know.
Who cares?
I mean, my future killer would have the wherewithal to not announce his fucking intentions on the internet.
It's like, man, I announce where I'm going to be. Yeah. I actively promote where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Come see me, cunt.
Funnily enough, never in person.
Yeah.
never turn up fucking rip in. I disagreed with that. Did you, fuckhead? It's mad. And I'm fairly tame, I reckon.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking losers.
They don't
want an
actual confrontation. They just want an argument online.
I'm fucking sick of them.
So you can just say wild shit.
I'm offended by the fact that they think it's acceptable to do it. Plus, there's more people who hate their favourite comedian than know who the fuck I am. So why get into that? It's mad.
I love it. I love reading comments.
Mm. Yeah.
Negative or positive.
Once you got 1,000.
Yeah, you're not at the level of Heggy, though.
Well, no, it's all been
I truly don't think
proper famous cunts must have so much.
But they're not even read their own social media.
I kind of want to take a year off and just fucking reply to every single one and start fights and stuff.
Fuck, that's because not a bad idea.
It's good fun. I've only done it a handful of times. Like, nah, it's a slippery slide. Like, that's
you should
your life
start
then.
A fake account like Hook Leggy. And just respond to all, I'll fight you, cunt.
Yeah.
In defense of Luke.
Yeah.
Just a fucking cunt.
Chris Wainhouse is the world do it and have a bloody ball.
Yeah.
Like, he has a great time destroying people and just make them feel like whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't want to invest that time unless you make it into something. You'd fucking put out a book of.
I mean, if you don't have
Comedian destroys online heckling.
That's not a bad little coffee table book.
Yeah.
Actually, don't put the mug there, man. Well, it was like a guy who
called his mother what?
A guy made a whole book about that, like some graphic designer about like just fucking trolling emails or whatever from clients.
Oh yeah, I had that. Yeah. Eight-legged spider or something.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
Sorry, was he a designer?
David Thorne, 32.
He'd do fucking missing cat photos. Slash shit.
Yeah, which is.
But it's got to be bullshit, surely. You got to make some of that up. Yeah. Not that I give a fuck, it's still entertaining.
It still made me laugh my ass off.
Yeah, it's good.
I remember a lot of them.
Yeah,
Simon was the guy that he had his.
Simpletons. Oh, yeah. Simpletons is there for the taking, though.
Yeah.
Everything's taken literally.
Yeah, they're running around.
There is no irony.
They're running around with their chin. Yeah. They're leading with their chin.
It's like, man, but what do they want? Like, man, there's so much on TV you can fucking actually complain about. I don't know.
Man, free. Couldn't be harder to find an Australian fucking comedian. Yeah. And then, like, it's so hard to find. You can't find them. And they do, and they fucking do that.
I think they just scroll it, and it comes up, and they just respond to it like it's for them. Because it says it's on the For You page.
Oh, right. Oh, is that it? Yeah, it's down the side of a YouTube thing, is it?
Yeah.
You want to get that?
Actually, not even on YouTube. Like, if you're just your algorithm takes you places.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you want to surf the web, though. You want to, like, just let the algorithm take care of it.
What happens.
Yeah.
I love it when you come across a guy who unironically says, I was surfing the web.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dude, you're old as fuck.
Yeah. I still say www. Me too. When I was about to presenting.
Say, I always had the www.
Just for something to do.
Just like how hard was it?
It sounds like if you cut out some of the www, you could respond to every one of these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't have to take a year off work.
Sometimes I say dub.
We're just trying to log into the wild world of sports first, like, website. If it's just so fucking, wait, is that? Okay, I need like 7 fucking W's here. Where's the dot?
I had the Wild World of Sports board game.
Fuck.
Fucking unreal.
What was in that?
Shit. On the cover, it was like Lou.
I remember that game.
Lou Richards, Daryl Eastlake, Maxie, and I can't remember the fourth one. It's just their fucking massive heads on the scene. It's just a shit board game.
What was Daryl Eastlake's fucking story?
Just screaming at motorbikes and
was it motorbikes and like weightlifting? I remember, like, just kind of like, man, imagine being the voice of weightlifting.
Motorbikes and weightlifting, like, that's a niche.
Be good. Sports commentary be sick, Joel.
Man, I was down in the pub yesterday and they had the darts on the telly.
Darts is red hot.
It's great.
I was talking to my mate about it, and just imagine getting recognised as a darts player.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone recognises you as a darts player, they're going to be a loose unit.
Yeah. Darts players have come in a bit of a way, though. It's like when cricketers stopped being fat. Darts players used to be fucking pint on the beer belly, pretty much holding
themselves. Oh, they still are.
Well, they had nicknames like the Wizard.
Yeah, you know, like, that's who we were watching, the Wizard.
Like, well, he's like the Michael Jordan of dart throwing, right? Like,
oh, had like a dreaded mullet.
Yeah. And they're all Scots.
So, oh, yeah?
They're all like fucking...
Used to be a couple of good Aussies.
Yeah.
The Wizard's an Aussie bloke.
Oh, right. Eh?
Yeah. It's so funny that? To just see all these... Well, his last name's like Whitlock.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. No one at school called him the Wizard.
No.
He's made that up.
No.
No, darts fans.
Mm. Oh, darts fans gave it to him, you reckon?
I reckon.
Nah.
You got to earn it.
What do you reckon his marketing team come up with?
Self-appointed nicknames, one of my least favourite things.
I think they're so funny.
They're very funny, but it's still fucking punchable.
Yeah, you can hear a nickname and know that someone gave it to themselves.
Oh, some of them announce it.
You know a lot of people call me Big Dick Duggan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I met a guy once, he said, my name's Gordon, but you can call me Turbo. And will I be calling you Gordon? Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? What do you mean?
Don't give me the option.
Is it Gordon?
Well, I can't remember when I first got Yaz. It was just like, I just thought that was my real name for like growing up. It was just like.
What is your name?
Yarraman.
Oh.
And then.
I've been through life without even knowing some people's names. Like a fucking 50 odd years of life. You go to someone's wedding. Your name's Stephen? What the fuck?
I've just been calling him Cumrag all the whole time.
Yeah, you've written on the card, congratulations, Cumrag and wife.
Why? Mrs.
Mrs. Cumrag. Yeah, crazy that she's taken your last name.
No, it's like, no, mate, that's my first name. It's Cumrag Jones.
Yeah. Please, Cumrag was my father's name.
I'm Cumrag Jr.
I'm Cumsock.
Yeah, man. I just got back from France. A little jet lagged, to be honest. I shouldn't be drinking a beer.
How long ago did you get back?
Yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
A little tired.
Oh, yeah. It's tough.
And just for some reason, it just feels funny to tease you about being a little tired.
Yeah. I just
got back from an overseas holiday,
I am tucking out.
Big day.
It's hard work. Coming this way is fucked, jet lag, I reckon. Like it doesn't, the other way is all right. This way, I try to pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And just power on and live life.
Yeah, well, it's not real.
Well, this time of day, you're like, oh, fuck me. It's hard.
Well, anyway, isn't this breakfast time? First you'd be problem. Fucking having a baguette or something.
Yeah. Mm. Full one.
Having on a full in your beret.
You got the beret on. You got the horizontal striped fucking.
I do not assimilate.
Go for your morning wee wee or whatever the fuck they do over there.
Got half a faggot hanging out your mouth. I heard.
Not a lot of blokes getting around in Paris in fucking King G's, I'll tell you that.
Hey, the funny thing about the guys on work sites over there wearing linen workwear.
Yeah. Ironing their shit before they go into work. So.
Right, if I don't do it, the fellas, they'll tease me about being a grub.
They're not artisans, the grubs. That's what people don't realise about the fence. Someone's cleaning toilets. There's grubs there. There's fucking more than here. They're tipping cars out and setting fire to shit. They're not.
Yeah, they don't mind a ride in France.
Love it. Drive a tractor into the city. They're fucking going for it.
Yeah.
What are they fucking banging on this time? Like
whatever. Yeah. Like every Monday there's someone.
Yeah, they're always kicking off. It's either about like
it's always Monday.
Like fucking they're gonna raise the fucking retirement age.
That was the most recent one, yeah.
Or like Muslims are coming in. It's like one or the other.
It's like, okay, the French are all right. Wait, what?
This week I'm with you, fellas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not so much this one.
Yeah, what about a spicy croissant? Does that sound so bad?
Yes.
Let the Muzzies in.
They have.
Yeah, I think they're
he's just come back.
And you reckon there's a lot of Muslims
Russian, there. You were in a Russian jumper like that. Keep them out, mate.
Well, they have. They're fairly good, but they're also fairly protective of their culture. So it's a bit of a dance, isn't it? Like I went there for a year once and I had to go and sit a test to pass a language thing to get a long visa. I had to do 2 days of French history course and shit. They make you do it.
Really?
We don't.
I mean, it's the same thing they do here to get citizenship, right?
Yeah, but he's gone for 2 months or some shit.
It was just a fucking year. I wanted to stay for a year and my wife is French and they went, you're still doing 2 days of equality, fraternity, you know, whatever. You got to fucking know all that. And, you know, we give you, they gave me a
free. How many fellas did you have to kiss in this course? There's no way you can't convince a French on a bunch of poofs. There's no way. I dated a French chick once, and she told me, like, they fucking love to ride over there. She was telling me that she'd had, like, two fucking infringements for rioting or protesting or whatever.
Mm.
And it was like, if you're caught at another riot, you'll go to prison.
Yeah, right. So I assume she's active on the riot. So you can't just, like, if I was at a demonstration, I'm not punching cops and throwing fucking Molotov cocktails and shit. I assume
she
was.
What the fuck are you doing at the riot then?
Well, you can have it.
What are you shaking their hands?
I've been to one.
Giving them water.
I went to one in Ecuador. I went to a demonstration.
Holy fuck.
Let's get into this.
I didn't even know what it was about. And me and this other dude, this English guy, he's fucking mad.
You guys know how to make Molotov cocktails.
Yeah. Don't know.
You're showing up with eggs. And they're like, nah, brother.
Yeah. It's a little more serious than this, mate.
We're going to blow that car up.
We ended up.
Egg on the windshield. Cute.
We ended up at the front.
Ecuador.
Doing
you
chants. We were fucking fist in the air.
And you had no idea what you were chanting?
Just for fun. Like, no idea. And then we got tear gas. And it's not fucking, that is fucked. I don't know. Yeah. You been tear gassed?
No, never.
Fucking hell, mate. You're not sticking around.
No, it's
awful. And that night, you're like, oh my God. It's like you shove English mustard up your fucking nose.
Did you ever find out what it was for?
Not really.
Just like fucking you.
Weird,
never looked into it.
It's a hell of a mad Monday, you fucking
young.
Ecuadorians
I was
have got 20s going on.
Just being a fuckwit. That's a big group of people.
Ecuador? Fuck yeah. Let's get involved in a riot.
My brother got caught up in one of those, just like those Spanish ones where they're like, that day of the year where they're like, we're just going to go fucking trash all the banks.
Yeah.
And he was just like, all right, well, I guess I'm doing that.
They do that every year?
I think every year they just go through like the CBD and just fucking trash the joint. And like the guy he was traveling with, I think just got fucking batoned in the leg and like fractured his ankle. It's just like, all right, man, it's going to make woofing in Portugal quite hard.
Well, for the cops, it's victimless crimes. In a crowd like that, it's going bedlam. It's a bull rush.
Yeah, man, you're just swinging.
Bloody Red Rover. You're going to fucking swing something.
You like that
fucking... You're going to take a few kneecaps out for something to do.
Even those useless cunts will hit something.
Fuck yeah.
Even the cops will hit something.
Yeah.
You like that fucking, that bloke on during the Cronulla riots who was just swinging on the train with his fucking baton.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man. That was a bit of fun, though, the Cronulla riots, huh?
Yeah, it was a bit of fun.
Where were you, Heggy? I want to know.
Where was I? Oh, I was in Coogee.
Yep.
And they were stopping cars and shit. Like, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like, down the main street, I went walking
you
down there.
You definitely looked like he was. They're like, cunt board shorts, pull him up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, just going for a ride on your bike.
But there was no trouble,
mate.
I don't think,
yeah,
from my memory. But it was definitely, the atmosphere was pretty electric. Cops were looking in cars and stuff, and there was a big police presence and everyone was out on the street. It's crazy.
Man, it was.
And that was Coogee. It's nothing, nowhere near the joint.
Yeah.
It's just like, nah, it's fair. It's near an ocean. That's where they get mad and they get that salt air and they fucking start bashing
someone.
That's
a good 40 minutes away.
Yeah. I saw the dude. You know that guy who was screaming with shirt off?
Vaguely.
Screaming, the bear looking. He's only a little fella. I saw him down there at Gary's Beach. He's in his Ugg boots during the day, looking at the surf. Yeah.
He's a troublemaker.
Swatting like a fucking fly. But he was sort of their warlord on the day. He was the mascot of the whole thing.
There's always a little guy whipping them up.
Yeah. I saw that prick at the Capitol thing with the stupid hat.
Yeah.
That's a good imagery.
He was a big dude, though.
Was he?
He wasn't a little guy. I think he was a big boy.
Funny hat, though.
He was a shaman, though, right? Like he had a bit of status.
Yeah. He come out pretty quickly saying, like, I thought it was just a protest.
Yep. That would be a bit of fun, though, to storm, like, Parliament House and just be like,
I would love to be involved in a bit of a fray.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd be straight to sniffing, like, Tanya Plibersek's chair or something, right? Like, that's what you'd be doing.
Imagine
the CCTV footage of that. Like, everyone's storming Parliament and he's sniffing chairs.
We're going to have to throw the book at him.
Don't chuck it yet. No.
Sniffing chairs is one of the funniest concepts.
It's such a grubbiest.
Ah,
maybe the grubbiest
thing. Not really anything in it for you. It's just a fucking weird
Oh, and it's always apologetic.
Look at him, he's sniffing the chairs, he's not even hard.
Yeah. It's always some fucking backbencher too that gets done. Like, it's never... It's
he happened in Perth 20 odd years ago. Troy Busby, I think his name was. He got done sniffing chairs.
Of course a guy called Troy.
Yeah, his name was Troy, but he was doing it as a joke, but still.
Yeah.
It's always a joke in the aftermath. Yeah,
exactly.
We're play fighting.
Yeah.
I killed him.
Your Honour, it was a bit of horseplay. That was all that was, you know. Like, we were just wrestling.
Your Honour was my honour. To be play fighting with that man.
It'd be so funny to just be like, man, my fucking political career, how did it get undone? Well, I was sniffing chairs, unfortunately.
Imagine having to tell your family that.
Yeah, you're going to front up.
The kids grow up, start Googling, you know?
Yeah.
That's
how it. Things with the missus? Yeah, it was a little tough at the moment.
Change your fucking name.
And we're sleeping in separate houses forever.
I've heard a lot of, you know, like there'll be a certain age where people just have to change their name to get a job.
How come?
I mean, I don't employ anyone, but if I did, I'd be Googling him.
Yeah.
And now you just look, like as an employer, you're looking through people's shit, going, oh, no way.
Yeah.
This guy goes to Bali 4 times a year and fucking, you know.
Yeah, everyone's got to live a double life.
He never
life.
Comes back with braids.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, brother?
I live in constant fear of someone discovering this podcast that could employ me.
Just being right, like, yeah.
All right, mate, come in here.
I mean, I'm hoping to never have to work for anyone again, but if I do, I'm fucked. I've said some horrible things.
But job sites are fine, you know?
Job sites at my age. Holy shit.
But who fucking cares? What, you're going to lose a job for being too funny? Who cares?
Oh, that's – no, this. I don't think this is an issue. I mean more for young people. Like 20 years old, you've got your life ahead of you. You've got a dream to be a fucking
white-collar
criminal or something, or some sort of fucking, you know, vocational thing. And they just look through your history and go, oh, man, no way.
Yeah. In 15 years' time, we're going to have like a prime minister that's got an OnlyFans. So that's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. You know, like
as soon as there's one called Jay,
and I can't wait to look him up.
It's kind of because it's like
him, is it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to have to be. We don't like the
others. Can I share your subscription?
Yeah. Now that you're prime minister, can this be free? Can we all just like get a look at these?
OnlyFans is something I only ever heard about during COVID, and it's strippers and shit, isn't it?
Yeah, well, people are just doing like homemade porn stuff.
But then is it other stuff as well? No,
well,
it's just
some people do it like I think as like a Patreon.
But it's got a stink about it. Like you have to sign up to something knowing that your favourite comedian is an OnlyFans comedian, but it's you all look like a pervert for owning an account or something.
Yeah,
so it's a bit of a grind.
I mean, if you're signing up to your favourite comedian's OnlyFans account, you're not watching their comedy, I don't think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Unless they're telling gags while they're getting railed.
Yeah, it's a different kind of laugh.
Here we go. Yeah.
Well, I think like that's why Patreon exists, because they were like, look, we don't want to, you know, for all the guys who don't want to be creeps, you know, like let's just, you can support your favourite.
They still find a way somehow.
Yeah.
You got patrons, don't you?
Yeah, we got some patrons.
They're great.
Yeah, man. God bless the Patreon.
I thought it'd be a bit familiar.
What do you mean?
Like they'd be fucking, you know, ringing up trying to be your friend and shit, but they're really nice.
Yeah.
They're great. They're respectful.
You don't have to put your phone number in there.
No, I don't. But no, you know, a bit stalkerish, I thought it'd be.
No.
But it's not. They're lovely.
It's a lot of like
cool cunts that want to hear your stuff.
They kind of want to support you.
Yeah, like that's it. Like the most.
And they're not rich and they're just giving you fucking $10 and going,
it's like begging without begging.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're all performing on fucking town
it's all
hall.
Fucking above board.
You know, like everyone's busking. It's you. It's the fucking, you're doing your stand up jokes. It's the guys playing the drums with fucking buckets. Like, that's what Patreon is, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't want to put the mocker on it, but we do the odd live show, yet to have a massive fuckhead, like a proper fuckhead, come up and ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, us neither. Like, we're
some people are pissed and stuff. You go, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking, you're going
to
be.
Yeah, but they're there for the thing.
Yeah.
So they're not carrying on.
So much better than people who just wander.
I reckon
to stand up.
If anyone fucking starts yelling out, it's the maggot cunt who's going to handle it. Fuck security. Shut up, cunt. Had 100 beers to watch this.
Yeah, if you were told, like, it's crazy that, like, yeah, we'll do a live show, then hang out afterwards and have beers with these cunts. And it's like, they're fucking good hangs a lot of the time.
It's really good. Like, we did a pub crawl with ours in Melbourne.
Fuck, that's awesome.
The worst part. Went to the Welcome Stranger.
Yeah.
Didn't get in. Cody's a fucking idiot. I thought we'd just go in dribs and drabs. I brought like five people in.
Yep.
He turns up with 40. He goes, hi. And they went, fuck off, mate. You're not bringing 40 people in.
Into the welcome stretch. Yeah. That place is, it's a, such a quiet, pokey
I know,
den.
I know.
There's not even 40 chairs.
I thought it was implied. We'd just go in bit by bit. Yeah. Wasn't. He's like, woo! Like, yeah, and then we went to this one that I can't remember the name of it. I think it's just called Kino. I saw you at it. Did we go to it and have a beer? That fucking shit house. It's in Chinatown.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. It was real hard to find.
Yeah. Went to there and just drank all these crowns in one hit. Like, he'd never seen that many people in there. That was good. And then we were going to go to Clocks, but we just ended up at the Exford. The Welcome Stranger was a washout. I went to the Nugget, Golden Nugget, big footprint pub. Fit a lot of people in that. All pokey dens, all shit.
Yeah.
Just pokey pubs.
I do love that, like going down to Melbourne and not seeing you, like the whole time being like, fuck,
where? Well, it's because you're not going to, he deliberately goes to places where no one else is going to be.
Incredible. Right. Yeah, it's
unless
awesome.
Unless I've invited someone there, they're not there. But then Welcome Stranger got a little bit of a kick. Like people were going after a while.
What do you mean?
I don't think because of me, but like I'd walk in and see a comedian in there sometimes. Like, what the fuck? Unless it was Badger or Maloney chasing a fucking
dragon.
Horse.
Yeah.
Or, you know, trying to win back the what more chili owed them from earlier that day.
There's a more chili down the road, I reckon he'll give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's like the secret's out, you know, like people are like, fuck, we can go have a quiet beer here.
There's always more. You know? No one's in the Nugget. The Golden Nugget is fucked. That's a fucking I've eaten there. Like you fucking, you get a big plate of spring rolls.
I was about to say, is it spring rolls?
Yeah, it's terrible. You get chips. That's it.
Spring rolls and chips.
The strangest guy, I haven't done it yet. They've got cheesecake and shit sitting in the... I'm going to go there.
Yeah, it's been there. You're there on a Friday. Summer. It's been in there since Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, it's been there for years.
We'll go to Hello Stranger for dessert, you know.
Fuck. Either of you got a birthday in April?
No.
Oh, fuck, I was going to get you cheesecake at the Stranger. We'll do it. Bring a candle.
Man, I'll go down there. But when we're there in Melbourne next year, we'll go down.
We'll have dessert.
Do you reckon daytime or nighttime is funnier to have cheesecake?
Probably daytime. It's fucking great.
Daytime is like...
But then you'd be too maggot to do your show at night. You're just sitting there. Obviously, you're going to have 5 pints.
I mean, I'm going to be maggot anyway. May as well have a bit of cheesecake to show.
Probably like 4 a.m. dessert.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Also funny.
At the Stranger.
You want to finish, cap off your night with a bit of dessert, you know. You can't have dessert before dinner.
Nah, come good. On. Nothing goes better with beer than a big slab of cheesecake. Like a cube of it.
Just a
give me a double of the cheesecake.
Yeah.
Go on, mate, sling us a wedge of that thing. I'll try it.
Don't be sure.
Oh.
Seems like trying to hammer through the fucking cheesecake. The base has gone solid.
Yeah, it's got to be fucking old as shit. That stuff.
No, I've never seen anyone order a dessert.
Nah, you know what? People who love playing the pokies don't mind a bit of cheesecake.
Never seen it. I've been in there a lot. Never seen someone have a dessert.
I think it's their way to justify degenerate gambling. Booze.
Oh, right.
Well, it's a legal thing. They have to like...
Yeah, they have to have food.
Yeah, they have to
usually just popcorn and coffee. They don't have for pokies.
It's just like fucking nuts with germs. Yeah. You know, like, don't put your hand
in
there.
I've still never fucking played one. I've been in with Cody to...
Never played a poker machine?
Oh, no. Well, we went and put like $5 in a more chili for something to do.
Yeah.
But no, I never fucking got into them. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is not.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on with them. Like, I could never tell what's going on. Like, there's...
Madly, it's not always just degenerate fucking losers who don't know anything about anything doing it. There's some smart people who get into it.
Yep.
And then it's fucked them.
What?
It's crazy.
That come
it's
from Hobart.
It's because they had a good win at one point.
Yeah.
They're trying to chase that.
Ruin your life, that.
Yeah. It's like heroin with lights.
Yeah. Oh, you win at something young, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to, where was I? I was at a pub, someone's fucking party, and I had, my kids were fairly little. Cam Knight was there, the fuckhead, and there was this skill tester thing, and he gave my kid a buck to go and just fucking something to do. Just went, of course, pulled out a toy, got it straight away.
Now he thinks he's got the skill.
Where's mine? Yeah, he thinks, oh, I'm fucking my genius now. Okay. And I want to punch him. Why the fuck would you do that? And
that is a funny thing to do to your friends.
I know.
Yeah. Mm. It's like giving your kids a, like me giving your kids a noisy present.
Yeah.
Look at this, a little drum set.
Yeah.
You know who becomes good at drummers? The guys early.
Yeah,
like getting up early in the morning.
You want to start your day with
this? You want to wake the birds up with the drum.
Yeah, I'm onto that. Throwing a lot of shit out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we we're back. I just had a piss. Don't worry about that.
Good on you, mate.
Heggie, have you got any mug offs for us, mate?
Only not much happens to me. I've managed to stop swinging a hammer, which has been sick.
Yep.
But the downside is I don't mix with the filthy working class as much anymore.
Yeah, right.
So I'm not getting fucking shit all the time from people.
You do feel disrespected a lot.
I'm disrespected all the time.
Yeah.
I've never gotten what I deserve out of life. But I don't have filthy fucking, labourers and shit in my life. And I don't catch public transport because I ride a bike.
Yeah.
I'm not above it, but I don't catch it. So I'm not in contact with those.
How do you feel about the guys on public transport with their bike? Lazy,
bad,
you reckon?
Bad. I don't like it. I've done it once or twice because it's fucking big distance. But no, not having that. I've got a fold up though. I've done that.
Yeah.
I'll take that to Wollongong or something, ride to a gig, get back on, ride, go to Redfern, ride.
Yeah, I mean, you're not riding a fold up to fucking Wollongong. That's crazy.
No.
It takes an hour and a half in a car.
For on a commuter train, bike, shouldn't be allowed. Raining, is it, fuckhead? You're going to melt? Piss off.
I saw a dude today on my way here, Deliveroo guy, on the train.
Really?
Fair enough.
Probably had enough, to be fair. I'll cut that.
I mean, he might have been clocking off, but he went from what I saw. He was there when I got on Petersham and he got off at Town Hall. I was like, all right, that probably shaved off sort of 40 minutes.
You think he was delivering?
Nah.
You smell some food.
Nah, I don't. I just saw the bag on the back.
Yeah. It's a grim fucking life. I feel sorry for these pricks.
Yeah, man.
What's those lazy fucking turds? You're not exactly hunting and gathering, walking to the fucking shop to get your own food.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're letting the biggest guy in camp do the hunting and gathering, you know. I'm out here fucking making,
I'm letting the newest guy to the camp go and get it for me.
I'm making flower head pieces with the rest of the girls, trying to raise the kids. Yeah.
I'd like to know how many people demanded a refund when theirs got run over on the way. Just got fucking, the guy got killed and so did their food and they're more concerned about their food.
Well, I'm not paying for that.
Fuck. Yeah.
Man, I was telling this funny story the other day about being at a school fete when I was a kid, and I was on this ride, and it was one of those ones that it had a claw sort of thing with like teacup kind of stuff on it, and it spun around, and the teacups itself spun around as well, and I was on the ride, and the teacup next to me kind of broke off, and the chick flew out of it
at the Ecker.
No, it was just at a school fete down the road from my house.
Yeah.
She flew out of it and, thankfully she was all right. But they obviously stopped the ride and it promptly put an end to the fete.
Yeah.
That
is a bit of a downer.
I remember my dad going up to the ticket office and getting a refund on the tickets. Like, I want me $4 back.
To your dad in tiger face paint being like,
as if the carny running it wouldn't do exactly that if he was in the same position.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
But even at fucking 8 or whatever I was like, are you getting a refund? He's like, yeah, well, you can't go on the ride, can you?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Panel of the Gravitron came out at the Eco one year. Fucking dirty bones. The Gravitron, you're up against the walls.
That sentence means nothing to you. Yeah. The panel of the Gravitron?
Fucking hell, I watched the footage show, Brian. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like someone on it, you're whacked against the wall. Yeah, you're Gravitron.
Defied gravity.
You're trying to pull your head off, getting a headache. Shit, you're like this. People vomit, it just goes down. Whap, just fucking took off, didn't it? Someone had a shit socket set or something. Someone had an Imperial socket set, didn't put it together right. Carnies are fucking no good. I don't trust them.
Yeah, nor should you though.
I don't put my kids on rides.
Other carnies don't trust other carnies.
Of course.
What about Dreamworld? Do you trust those rides?
No.
No? They're not carnies though, they're professionals.
Well, you say that, look what happened.
They're bricks and mortars carnies.
Yeah, but then fucking they made a lot of chum a few years ago, didn't they?
Yeah. That ride needed to go anyway, in my opinion.
Wait, what happened?
I've been on it. A log ride at Dreamworld.
What happened to it?
10 odd years ago. You don't remember
one of the rafts got off. Like at the end? There's this like fucking...
This is the biggest news story probably of that year.
Well, that's because you guys are from Brisbane, you know?
No.
I had other shit going on, you know?
Dude, someone got munched up at Dreamworld.
Really?
Yeah.
I barely remember that.
Man, there's this like thing. So you sit in this like circular kind of raft thing and it kind of bumps around this track. Mm. And you get sprayed with water and it's a bit of fun. And then at the end, like in the fucking kind of where you get off the station, there's like a like these spinning, like, you know, those wheels on the back of like a paddle boat?
Yeah.
Kind of. So there's them like bringing the rafts up and it kind of, the raft flipped and it just kind of sucked them in.
Flipped these people into it.
Jesus, how many deaths?
I want to say 4.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, munched up a bunch.
A couple of kids got flicked off. Man. Like they, you know, out of the seatbelts, just got flicked out of the way.
Fuck.
And their parents.
Well, good thing the police academy is just there. They can just like straight away, they're on the call. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot some guy out of a cannon straight over.
Fuck yeah, straight over the road. You got Elvis and Marilyn. Come and have to sort shit out.
You just wake up. Did I die? It's just, nah, man. You saw the Gold Coast.
The guy from the police economy stuff. That guy just sprayed it with a water gun.
You got, yeah, Michael Winslow was there to fucking. That is funny, man. The fucking police academy fucking show.
That is Movie World, but I imagine they shoot them over from Movie World.
So funny. Yeah, it's just next door.
Down to Coomera.
Yeah. Police Academy, the show, is so funny that's awesome. Still a... Yeah.
No, they changed it. It's not Police Academy anymore. It's like just... it's just a stunt show.
The police stunt show. Mm.
I don't think it's police anymore. It's just...
Okay.
The stunt show or whatever.
All right. I thought...
Well,
That's ruined everything.
Well, yeah, Mad exactly. Mike Bennett, he's fucking...
He does it.
He's off the clock, you know. He retired. They changed the name.
Was he doing it?
Yeah, back in the day, he was a clown at the start.
Oh, right.
You know when you're filling into the arena or whatever it is?
Yeah.
He was the guy who's like taking your camera and squirting you with a water pistol.
Okay.
Fuck, that's a good
gig.
And then
he was the guy who got shot out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Never met Mad Mike. I wanted to go for a crystal reading at Logan because I've never met him. But I thought, there might be a chance he might recognise. I don't know. But I wanted to go and just get one.
Wait, he does crystal readings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I need one.
What is a crystal reading?
Don't know. Yeah, I've got an open mind though.
Yeah. You've been to France, cunt?
So, yeah, so kind of as a result, my only mug-offs now is just people give me shit online. But also, I have – and this is fucking first world problems, I get it, but I get like corporate gigs every now and then. And I'm not a great corporate act, clearly.
Yeah.
But they get dangled in front of you and they go, do you want $10,000?
Yeah.
To do fucking, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I hate myself, but fucking, man. I'll perform at the
racism convention for $10,000.
You joke about that. But then
I actually would.
But then they inevitably fall through. They just go, you know what? We've gone with someone else. So why'd you tell me that?
Yeah.
Just ask me if I'm available. And then, of course I am. I'd make my calendar fucking clear.
Yeah.
And then you do that. I lost one. There's one last Christmas. This fucking mob go, oh, yeah, you want to come and do this? Yeah. And then they go, yeah, you got the gig. I'm, all right, sick. I'll do it. It's daytime.
Nice.
Terrible. But, you know, I got my night free. And then they go, week before, they go, actually – the board members have all chipped in to raise a bit more money to get another comedian who costs more. So you're not doing it. It's like, what the fuck?
I still get my money, cunt.
Well, I didn't.
What about deposit next time?
Yeah.
Did you ask who bumped you?
Yeah.
Who what? Like,
you want 3 guesses? Can you say?
Oh, go old, yeah, go yep, old. Yep. Okay. What's old. The business? What's the business? Like, what kind of like field are they in?
Oh, fuck. It was maybe a cricket club or something like that.
Okay,
it wasn't,
cricket club.
Yeah.
Okay, bigger act than
is him. It related? It's an old comedian.
I mean, probably not that much older than me, but maybe 10 years older and fucking been around a long time.
Elliot Goblet.
No, but I like the cut of your jib.
Okay.
Steady Eddie?
No, but again, ditto.
We've got one more guess here.
God, same era. You're fucking oof.
Can I get an extra? Like
nothing like me.
Is it? Can I What race are they?
So not Steady Eddie, not Elliot Goldberg. What's that?
What race were they? Is that going to give it away?
Yeah, or maybe not. Bit of WOG.
Yep. Oh, Vince Sorrenti?
Yes.
Yes. He makes a killing, right, on fucking corporate.
Unbelievable.
Man, that's so crazy.
He's getting paid more. He's getting paid more than you.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. He's like
that
the highest
guy makes
paid.
A fucking absolute.
But yeah. That's crazy.
Dog,
he's like the highest paid in the country, right?
But well, I think he'd make more money than fucking every comedian we could name now in the next minute put together.
Absolutely. I wouldn't dispute that at all.
You wouldn't do a Carl Banner. I'm talking us.
Yeah, like fucking
Cameron Duggan.
Fuck. Yeah. Put you. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All of us.
How about 1,000 Cameron Duggans?
He'd command like 10 grand a night and easily. Probably get it twice a week.
That's so fucking crazy.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's fucking mad.
Man.
And your goblets. There's a fucking big money in that.
I know. It's crazy. To be so funny that CEOs, like, it's like, you know, man, is your wheelhouse?
It's
like,
crass talking about cash, but recently again, someone goes, oh,
here's. I don't think it's crass. I think more comedians should be doing
it. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, but people find it distasteful, whatever.
Yeah, fuck off.
Someone said, recently, they go, oh, put you forward for this gig. This is a corporate gig person because Husey pulled out. Can't do it. And it's a spot and then a day of emceeing the next day, which I'm fucking hate, but obviously.
$10,000.
Yeah, the fee is $21,000. Went, fuck, what? Jesus. I've never fucking seen that much money.
I'll suck your dad off for $21,000.
I've never had that much in my account in my life. What the fuck? Of course I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Dude, you're clearing.
It's like next week. And then the next day they go, nah, you didn't get it. They're giving it to someone else. I'm like, fuck, I've got to find out who that is. If that's Sorrenti, I'm going to murder him.
Fuck yeah.
Now, fucking, how many marble staircases and plinths and shit do you know? Because I'm fucking. Yeah, that's my 20 grand. That's my 10, that's my 20 grand.
That's my fucking 10K.
It fucking happens routinely. It's just dangling carrot shit and it's fucking frustrating.
That would be frustrating. I've only ever had one like that. I was supposed to do this. I got shortlisted for an ad, like a gambling ad, right before COVID, and I got shortlisted for it. And then I was like, I'm going to get this. It was for like 30 grand.
Fuck.
I was like, I'm going to fucking get this.
Once I tell you the money.
And then we went into lockdown.
Yep.
I'd spent 30 grand in my head.
Mm.
The fee was like 29 grand. I'd already spent 30.
You'd renovated your rental.
was never even going to get. I would have been lucky to get 15.
Yeah.
After tax and fees and shit.
Still, good days.
I'd spent 30.
Mm. Fuck.
Guess who's getting a car? No, we went into lockdown, then I was just sad for 6 months.
It's grim, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to always say that, like, fucking no one supported the arts more during COVID than Sportsbet. Like,
Yeah.
Like, they were.
People deride that. Fucking like, comedians on that all the time.
Fucking eighth. Fucking eighth, man.
See Xavier on it. It's fucking sick.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. Quick.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but as far as mug-offs go, only little bits and pieces here and there. I hang around with Woodland a fair bit. Right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
The king.
He is the king.
I fucking love that cunt so much.
He's so funny.
He's in fucking excellent form. Fuck, he had me. Too. So funny.
He was on set. We were shooting some shit and he was talking about fucking midgets and I still think about it. He's like, so they had a little sawn off in there, did they?
Yeah. That's his sawn off. Something's funny enough, the offence is gone. That's my theory.
And voided it.
Whatever.
I just called.
We were driving back from some gig. Fuck, must be 6 months ago now. And it was one of those nights, real rain, rained real hard.
Yeah.
And thankfully, he had his car there. I'm usually on the bike. And Anzac Parade gets a lot of puddles. So he's splashing people. And he's fucking, he's driving. He's just sort of, and just, it was great. It's good fun. And there's a big event on at the football stadium. And it was.
Yeah, just picture this already.
It was cricket season. And I'm like, fucking, it's great. We'll just hit some cricket fans. Don't give a fuck about them. And just got a bus stop full of people, swerved, got some more people crossing the road. Just got them all.
Two 50-year-old men.
Yeah. And I'm out the window. On top of that, I'm out the window screaming at them. You're fucking sucked in.
Maybe you got your bike in the back as well. Yeah.
Maybe a few other words as well got thrown around. Like, fucking cricket fans, they can handle that. Who fucking cares? Get home. Woodland sends me a text message. He goes, that wasn't the cricket, mate. That was the Elton John concert. They had, they'd been called some names.
Yeah, we're actually up for a hate crime now. Fuck,
that might do us, lads. Fucking, that was red hot. You got anything you want to plug, Heggy?
No. Nah. Thank
you. Yeah, about the special.
Oh, yeah, it's special on YouTube. Go on YouTube.
When's it coming out?
I don't have to let anyone get YouTube. Oh, a couple of weeks, I reckon.
I've actually got YouTube Premium. I'll be watching it ad-free, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, no, ads on it. How do you get ads on your stuff?
Well, just like YouTube has ads if you don't have, like, if you don't pay for it.
I don't fucking get paid for that. What, how do they just monetize my fucking thing, do they?
That might be on your for account. Them. Like, you can... You should be able to get. You should be getting some fucking money for it, right?
Well, not. I don't know that many people watch it. You got to get millions of people watching.
I think so. I think it's pretty tight now.
Yeah, like, well, there you go. Yeah, but that doesn't stop putting ads on before you get to millions, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking turds.
You're always going to get ads, but it's like fucking. It's tax deductible, baby. We should, you know, should all be fucking, you know, getting free YouTube.
Fucking yuck.
You got anything you want to plug, Gazzy?
Nah, nothing going on for me.
Yeah, right.
I'm taking it easy.
I'm doing a fringe show with Charlie McCann, friend of the show, and Fran Middleton, friend of the mine.
Yeah, great.
Huh. At the fringe
show
on the 29th, 30th. Or to, you
September,
know,
end of September. Last week,
end of September, and the 1st of October.
That's. I'll see you there, buddy, at the factory.
We'll be there.
A split show myself down there.
Pretty late show, I think. It's like 9:30, but fucking come on down. It's all new material.
Who are you splitting with?
Daniel Towns and Alex J.
Nice.
Yeah, you go through that every year, huh?
Yes. And it's yes. I mean, it's mine will be fucking grim, but you know, the other two are working harder.
Yeah,
they can carry it through.
Who closes? Do you guys pull straws?
Well, it goes around. Whatever. Yep. Whatever the night
everyone
is.
Everyone gets a shot.
Someone's usually got another gig, so they go first. Last is not great.
No.
Last used to be the shit. Now it sucks.
Yeah, is that what's
not
going
in
on?
That, in everything, I reckon.
Really?
It's not even headlining anymore. It's just going last.
But you're getting paid the most.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
On a lineup show, not a split bill. Yeah. Anyways, no, come down to that. It's called Excuse You. What's your fringe show called?
Cannot remember.
All right. New bits or something like that.
Can I name it? Something. Three fucking Gronks.
Yeah. Okay. Come and see three Gronks.
No, three fucking Gronks. Three
come on, mate. Gronks,
thank you for listening. As always, please sign up to the Patreon. We'd love to have you.
Shout-outs to Jordan.
Big shout-outs to Jordan. Thank you, Jordan.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
He's going to be mic'd up soon.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah, there he is.
I've got a fringe show on the 27th and 29th of September.
27th and 29th. What's it called, Jordan?
The Book.
The book. Man.
Fucking, I'll be down there.
Yeah.
Of September? Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, we'll be.
Fuck yeah. What's the name of your podcast, Jordan? I'd love to plug it.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Damn it.
Find it yourselves, you losers.
Yeah. Look him up, cunt.
Get down and see Jordan's show. Get down and see Heggy. And get down and see three fucking Gronks. Come see Excuse You with me, Fran, and Charlie. You just come down and have a look at Yaz if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I won't be there. I'll be at Jordan's show.
Yeah, we'll come down and have a look at get your eyes on Yaz.
Yeah, come on, have a sticky
sign
beak.
Up for the Patreon, Mugos69 on Instagram, Facebook group, and TikTok, YouTube, all that good shit. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for coming in, Heggy.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Pleasure. You're the best. Thanks for listening. We love you. Bye.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see.
This is the mug off, baby.